that you, as you approach 40, as you move beyond 40, you're moving into the afternoon of your life. I want to read something to you that Jung wrote verbatim in something called The Stages of Life. Thoroughly unprepared, we take the step into the afternoon of our life. Worse still, we take this step with the false presupposition that our truths and ideas will serve as hitherto. But we cannot live the afternoon of our life according to the program of life's morning. For what was great in the morning will be little at evening. And what in the morning was true will at evening have become a lie. You've got to be willing to look at this truth that Jung just described. I mean, it's certainly been true for me in my life. And I suggest that as you listen here, that you look at some of the truths that you lived by and dictated your life by in the morning of your life. That as you approach 40, for some of you it may be 25, for some of you it may be 60, but as you approach the afternoon of your life, you may be finding that to stay in spirit, inspired, that those truths, quote, have become lies. They just don't work any longer. And you may still be hanging on to them. And you certainly may be surrounded by people who are trying to convince you that those truths that they poured into you and sent you off to school to learn and had you go off to Sunday school and church and synagogue and mosque or wherever it is that you went, that these cultural and spiritual and educational truths are things that you have to hang on to. But inside of you, there's something that says, it just doesn't work anymore. I can't live by it. And if that's something inside of you is saying that, it's you reconnecting to source, very much like the morning breeze. It's a secret that is coming to you that you can't ignore. Or if you do ignore, you ignore it at your own peril. Because Jung says, thoroughly unprepared, we take the step into the afternoon of life. And worse still, we take this step into the afternoon of our life with the false presupposition that our truths and ideas will serve as hitherto. That the truths and all of these things that we were handed and that we believed in and that we memorized and that we practiced and we regurgitated and we even imposed it on our own children and so on, that these truths, maybe they're lies now. So what would some of these truths be that were true in the morning of your life and are not true in the afternoon of your life and in the evening of your life? My purpose is to be a good wife or a good husband. That's what you're trained to be. That's what I've learned. That's what you're supposed to do. Your truth is that you're supposed to fit in and be a part of the culture. Your truth is that you're supposed to love your country. And what your leaders who are elected or appointed have told you are important things to follow. And if we tell you that they're truths and that you have to live by them, we can make you feel very bad for not paying attention to them. I'll give you an example in my own life. What I believed was the truth for me in the morning of my life about being patriotic, and I spent time in the service, is not a truth for me anymore. I came across this observation. Why, of course the people don't want war. But after all, it's the leaders of the country who determine the policy. And it's always a simple matter to drag the people along, whether it's a democracy or a fascist dictatorship or a parliament or a communist dictatorship, voice or no voice. The people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. This is easy. All you have to do is tell them they're being attacked and denounce the pacifists for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. It works the same way in any country. That was Hermann Göring, quoted in the Nuremberg Diary. Hitler's number one man for teaching propaganda. See, there was a time when that was a truth for me, and as I became more inspired, it became obvious to me that I couldn't live that way any longer, that I had to be a voice for ending the practice of killing and war and hatred. However we have to do it, for me it was that truth. And this is not a political statement, and it's not an anti-anything statement. It's a pro-love statement. It's what Mother Teresa said when she was asked, will you march against the war in Vietnam in 1967? She said, no, I won't. But if you have a march for peace, I'll be there. It's being focused on what you're for rather than what you're against. And in the morning of your life, you can be convinced that there are enemies, and that there are things that you should be against, and there are things you should hate, and there are people that you should hate, and there are ideas that you should hate, and there are values that you should hate, and there are evil people in the world. But as you become more inspired in spirit, you begin to see that there's only one source. And those of us who are moving away from source are behaving in ways that are detrimental to others. We call them evil. But there's really only one source, so you're either moving toward it or away from it. And as Martin Luther King Jr. said, the only way to convert an enemy to a friend is through love. It's like having a field of dandelions. Remember dandelions? Boy, I remember them when I was a kid. And dandelions all grow, and then they have these little cotton balls, these little fluffy things that happen when the yellow part goes away, and there they are. So imagine going out with a baseball bat and a club and saying, I'm going to get rid of these dandelions. I'll show you how to do it. I'm going to beat the hell out of them. And you start beating them and knocking it down and hitting all of them. So you knock them all down, and pretty soon all the little cotton things are all gone. And next spring, the lawn has got more and more and more dandelions than ever, because you can't violently get rid of them, can you? And the same thing is true when we use violence to try to end our hatreds. If you go into any place and start killing people, you just create more seeds of hatred and violence in the next generation and in the next and in the next. And that's just one statement. For many of you listening, the truth of the morning of your life may have been that you're supposed to be what your parents taught you to be, and what your community told you that you had to be, and that you don't make waves, you don't question authority, and you do what you're told, and you're quiet, and you stand back, and you allow other people to dictate to you. And if you're a woman, perhaps the man is the boss. Or your parents certainly are people that you should never question. These are what we have told you are your truths. And then you get to this place in your life where something starts to shift inside of you. And you no longer are willing to just go along and to fit in and to be what you were told you should be. And being a good wife or a good husband might be a very important thing to continue to be, but it's not the primary purpose of your life, is to be a servant to somebody else and to fit in and do what my society says that I must be, that there's more. I know I have something inside of me that I have to convey, that I have to get out there, I have to speak it. And it's spirit speaking to me. And it won't go away. It's a loud voice, and it gets louder. And the louder that it gets, the more, as you move into the afternoon of your life, you realize, I can't live by those values that were imposed upon me anymore, even though they were well-meaning. Even though they were imposed upon me or tried to have me convinced that these were the most important ideas that there are in the world for me. And I know that the people who tried to teach me these things believed in them strongly. But I feel something inside of me that I can no longer ignore. And when you get to this place where you start to know it, and I suggest you probably wouldn't even be listening to these CDs if you weren't somewhat on the edge of moving into a new phase of your life and knowing that I have got to be in a true state of God realization. I've got to be more than just what everybody else has expected me to be.